Right. Thank you for joining me for today's segment. I'm going to jump right in. Today, I am going to be focusing on repositioning your branding for new levels of high-end profitability online. And I wanted to bring this topic forward because branding is really the chief primary cornerstone of what you do as an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or just a brand in general. No matter what, your industry is, what your functionality is, branding is key. It really is key. And a lot of times people step out to do things in the online space. And as we know, digital dominates, and there's a lot of competition, as well as a lot of sea of sameness that goes on as it relates to brands showing up. But brands really have to stand out uniquely. Of course, there's room at the table for everyone to really win and to demonstrate, who they are and have offerings and services that will really, serve their particular ideal audience. But the way that you show up with your branding makes a huge difference. It makes a huge difference because it doesn't matter what type of idea that you have for a business, for a product or service, so to speak. If your branding is not what I say is an evolutionary expression that can be optimized well in the online space, you are simply not going to have the success that you could have. And it's interesting because people overlook the branding aspect, and it is the big elephant in the room that you can't get around because people buy into brands. When we hear the concept about know, like, and trust, for customers or clients to buy into you, there's a lot of truth to that for sure. Now, I like to play from the perspective is that people come to know, love, and trust your brand because sometimes likability may not be enough when there's, again, the sea of sameness, a lot of competition. What is going to set you apart to where individuals love your brand and they stick with your brand? I also play from the other side of the coin on that too, is that you also have to make your brand a requirement in the online market space, where it doesn't really matter whether they come to really know, like, and trust you in a sense, is that if you have something that is required, that means that they are going to have to participate, right? So this is where we come to understanding why being a chief cornerstone brand is important. Like in the Bible, it says Jesus was the cornerstone, the stone that the builders rejected, but then became the chief cornerstone. So sometimes you have to look at what has the marketplace, in a sense, been resisting? What is it that they have actually been rejecting that they're going to have to subscribe to this at some point? All right. So let me just say this. When I say the marketplace, let me start with those who are in the marketplace who are out there being influencers, and they are influenced by an old paradigm that they feel is still serving them, but is going to be crumbling down. So, not so much about the customers or the prospects, so to speak. Sometimes it is the ones who are, again, in influential roles that are putting things out there. So, for instance, like with my branding, that's very multidimensional. Multifaceted, and I'm going to talk a little bit more, about that. That's why I'm very, signature in terms of an authority of leveraging multiple trades and letting that be the most affluent way that you make an impact in income. Well, with my branding that represents a new now way of high-end expression, is not about just one primary niche or even one primary focus as a core theme, so to speak. And we know that that's been kind of the overall arching Goliath, if you will, in the marketplace for quite some time, in terms of you need to focus on one niche. You need to focus and button down on this one specific area, and then maybe possibly think about, branching out at some other point in terms of exploring other things, right? Well, that is something that's been actually a detriment to entrepreneurs, especially in the online marketplace. And that particular paradigm has never really addressed why individuals love and like to do so much, right? Instead of figuring out a way where it is possible, they continue to beat the drum in terms of, no, this is not the way you're supposed to be doing it. And let me say this, just because something is appearing to be something large and in charge, so to speak, and it seems like, well, maybe this is the way. Well, no, sometimes there are other things that have been done behind the scenes to make sure that a paradigm like that stays in place so that it is more of the oppressor of the newer that wants to come forth. And that is individuals desiring to express more of who they are in multifaceted ways. So when you have this one niche paradigm that I've kind of slayed, being the David that has taken out the illusion of the giant, so that it is very possible for people to see customized ways that they can achieve their all trades, all skill success in terms of a brand. Now, let me share why this is important. I'm going to go back to the cornerstone aspect, okay? So, well, let me just share the cornerstone aspect. The stone, if you will, that the traditional entrepreneurs and solo brands, in a sense, and small business owners have been resisting and rejecting is this overtaking in terms of people being able to be multidimensional in their brand expression and have it actually work as a business. Now, that's something that I have debunked in terms of I became my own Amazon, I became my own Super Walmart, I became my own Barnes and Nobles. I have over 1,000 online platforms that serve different niche markets. I have published over 300 works on Amazon for different industries, and I have over 500 digital products, right? And they're very categorized in a very unique way, but then on some platforms, very positioned for a cohesive, holistic type of experience where people come to a marketplace initiative and then they have that type of encounter. And I'm very clear about what those experiences are that the customer is supposed to be having. But the resistance and rebellion, in a sense, around that for so many years was to keep people from actually being able to make an impact and an income. So I pioneered different levels of new paradigms, and one within the new now high end way of expression through brand and empire expression versus traditional branding. Because when people actually think of branding, somehow they start thinking about logos and kind of a core theme in the sense that they have, but they seem to get stuck, in that type of identity. And people can't make shifts to appreciate other things that they do once they're locked into a specific paradigm, right? So that's very constricting. That's very confining in terms of your impact and income. But in the new high-end way of brand expression and beingness, it is about leveraging cross-functionality, all right? Cross-functionality. Being able to have multiple different roles in different categories that you can show up in, all right? And so that's new levels of stepping into your high-end profitability. Because if you're confined just to one specific focus, even though I get it, you see other people, that's what they've been successful in that type of area, leveraging that paradigm, that method. But that's the old way. Because just because they're successful doesn't mean that a great majority of people are successful rinsing and repeating that type of process, or even trying to kind of customize it in their own unique way. The reason being is because, there's new times call for new measures and methods. So yes, some of what exists now that was, a new emerging thing at one point now becomes kind of the Old Testament of business and branding experience. And now it's time to step into what is the new now testament of high-end success, right? And so with that, it's not going to be this one-dimensional type of focus of a brand. If you really want to uniquely stand out in the marketplace, you need to cross-pollinate yourself and position yourself in multiple different industry focuses. And you can do it in a very simplified way. Of course, I'm going to have resources in within the description that can help you start to get on that path and start to level up in this high-end way. So the reason why this type of branding is critical, because as I mentioned, there's a lot of sea of sameness, a lot of sea of sameness. And as much as we see, or as many articles and different videos that we see on the internet, in terms of you don't want to be caught in the sea of sameness, you want to stand out uniquely. We see that and hear that, but guess what? Everyone still does look the same. Same sweater, maybe different colors, but everyone is still pretty much looking the same because there's been this conditioning in terms of the way that you even have to express your uniqueness. So they have a framework in terms of, yes, if you want to stand out, but it has to be in this way. And it can't be in a way where you are bringing multiple skills and multiple traits to the table. They're not hearing that. But that is the chief primary cornerstone in terms of your branding factor. And you being able to pioneer a unique way of profitability for you for high-end success. Now, I talk about this in my publication, The Chief Cornerstone Branding Factor, and how pioneers get rejected in terms of when they are, of course, pioneering a new way, doing something different, but then they shift to be. Being a requirement in the marketplace. And that's how I positioned myself in terms of what my primary industry's focuses were going to be, is that I'm not optional. You may think I am, but I'm actually not in terms of what the newer dynamics will be. And so when there's, again, the resistance around that in terms of this new way of being able to show up again for impact and income, the stone that the builders rejected will become the chief cornerstone. So you want to start thinking of yourself as being that requirement so that, yes, people can come to know, love, and trust your brand. But also, if they choose not to, you have to position yourself as, but I'm a requirement in your next level. For whatever that's going to be, according to that primary industry, I will make myself the only viable option. And when I say this, this is still room for everyone to participate in terms of their own unique branding. When you think about it, there's multiple, buildings and structures that will have cornerstones. So there's room for several cornerstones in terms of your industry, because there's going to be something that is pioneer about how you bring it that no one else will. And if everyone actually showed up in that, type of expression, then the marketplace would have the win-win. We would actually rule out a competition in a sense. Because everybody would be providing the experience that's going to be beneficial for them at the highest level, and they can actually still go to other brands for maybe another aspect of it that maybe is not your pioneer thing, but they'll start with you as the primary cornerstone. More than likely, if you have multifaceted aspects of your branding, they will stay within your experience. Or yours will be the one that they are going to frequent more. So let me just share this as an example. So when we think about Super Walmart and also Super Target, those are operations that are providing a holistic experience for their ideal customer. Walmart tends to be the more economic route, to go, but any and everyone can shop at Walmart. The same with Target. Target may be just a little bit, if you want to say a little bit more upscale, and that also depends on the city, the region in a sense. But people go to both. They go to both because they like the type of experience. They like where they can come somewhere and it's kind of a one-stop shop experience. So people are desiring to have more of those types of experiences. Why is that? Well, convenience obviously is one of them, for sure. It saves time and it saves money. Because if you can come somewhere, you can come to an experience where they have a variety of different things within that experience, and they're letting you know this is the type of experience you're supposed to be having. Then if they came for shoes or so, they may decide, well, I want to go over to the electronics department and look at this. Oh, yeah, while I'm here, maybe I'll check out that. Oh, I'm hungry. So I'm going to go over here to the deli or the restaurant that they have within the facility. But when you are just kind of a one niche, I want to take this back to your branding and how you show up as a business owner, entrepreneur online. When people come to your branding, it's like, oh, okay, I can only get this one specific thing. And that's what they're in the market to shop for. Okay. And so they find you and you have this one kind of one dimensional focus. But if you have other brands that have what you have as well, and then they go to another place and they see, wow, okay, this is kind of a mall or a mart in the sense that I can do multiple things here. This is going to save on my email list. I don't have to be subscribing to this, that, and that. I can just get it all here. And let me say this, it doesn't mean that that brand in the sense is better than what you're providing in a specific area. Going back to Walmart or even Target. Now, people can shop for, let's say, clothing in that area. Does it mean that Walmart or Target have the best attire or clothing? No. But it's the fact that they're in a place where they can get everything. So they can pick up an outfit or so and say, wow, this can work here. All right. Now, maybe they can't do that like for some type of major event or ball, so to speak. But depending on what it is, they can find something to work and get all the other things that they desire. That's where they're going to shop more frequently, is where it all is. So you think about a mall. A mall has multiple stores, and people are not confused when they go to the mall. They know that I'm going here, even if it is for just one specific store. But going there, if I happen to want to go somewhere else, they can do that. Or, maybe I want to pick up something to eat. It's all there within a certain type of experience. And brands that show up more in this way are going to be the dominating brands because they're leveling up for high-end profitability in a different way. So when you start to reposition your brand, you want to think in terms of what is a one-stop shop type of experience that you can provide, even if, let me say this, even if it is in a one-dimensional focus, but it would never be in a one-dimensional focus because you will be leveraging multiple levels of a specific concept. So in my multidimensional branding work, and I have a publication that I'll link in the description, also one for the Matroska doll. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, but it's the Russian nesting doll where there's the big doll that has the dolls within the dolls, I have an empire building mastermind and also products around this particular initiative. I'll make sure that they're in the description. But you want to have a multidimensional type of experience for your ideal customers because you want the ones that come in, of course, but then you want the repeat business of continuing even to level up in that specific area. So you don't need to be one note about anything. You need to have the doll within the doll within the doll, even if it is with a specific focus. But of course, I recommend that you leverage multiple trades. And it's not that you have to have all these things listed together. No, it's that you are the empire expression, the brand expression. You are the empire, all right? So you have to have it. And that way that if you have a conversation with a prospect or you're having a conversation with your client or your repeat customers, you have something else that you can segue them into. Like I'll give an example for me. Like I said, I have my own Barnes and Nobles because I have over 300 works, on Amazon. And I've got my publication platforms positioned in categories, but also my own Barnes and Nobles because Barnes and Nobles also typically has some type of coffee shop within their operations. I sell coffee online. So whoever comes to my experience on certain platforms, they can get access to becoming distributors of that coffee or just buyers. So I have options. I have options. But again, even if they don't come to a site where they can access that, if I'm having a conversation, that can easily come up. Having basic coffee talk and chats with individuals, even that you do, let's say, calls with or connection calls, and say, hey, let's, have a virtual coffee. And you can actually share that you actually share coffee. So it's you being the brand expression and the experience and having the different options or a la carte, so to speak, that you can start, that you can share organically. Like for me, because I have so much, it's never about anyone going to one specific place and they find all these different things. No, I am the experience. So if you encounter me, if it should come up, I'm not doing this intentionally, but any topic that comes up, I pretty much have a book or a product for it. And I've seen this has happened for me so many times over the years where I could be out or even online having a discussion with, someone, and something will come up just in a random topic that is not even related to what our initial conversation or dialogue is about. And because it comes up, I said, yeah, and I happen to have a resource about that. And really, wow, where can I find that? And I can then direct them to it because I am leveraging multiple trades, whether it is a passion of mine, whether it is an area that I am one or two steps ahead of someone, something that they don't know, my primary areas of expertise. Or if it's something about inspiration, something, you name it, I pretty much got it because I leverage my life as a niche. And my branding is multidimensional, it's multifunctional, it's multifaceted. And I am an expression. So pretty much for any area of my life, my personal, professional, educational, and spiritual mastery, hobbies, again, passions, different things like that, things I'm emerging in and learning, I share those different levels and have some level of a product for those specific, focuses. Now, I don't teach everybody to do that on the massive scale that I have, but what I am saying is that if you are going to level up for high-end profitability, you're going to have to start repositioning your branding to be able to facilitate an experience holistically that when people come to your experience, they can be segued into other things. But moreover, when individuals can actually come to some type of marketplace experience that you have created out of your own, experiences, then they have that awareness, whether you have a conversation with them or not, because guess what? You're not going to be able to have a conversation with everyone. And some of you who sell products, in a sense, you need people to come to your marketplace experience. Like Amazon. Amazon is a brand. And branding is something you cannot get around, but how you're branding. So Amazon, yes, they may be primarily known for, well, they're known for selling everything. So their branding demonstrates what they represent. It's more than just some logo or even just the name. It's what is the experience? What is the experience? So when you look at your branding, you want to look at, what type of experience is your brand providing? Not just a logo, not just a core common theme. Like my brand expression, as I mentioned, it's very multifunctional. But I show up in three core areas. That is, I am a statement, I'm an expression, and I'm an experience. But ultimately, I am an encounter. When you encounter my brand, whether it's on a singularly focused platform or it's one that is demonstrating a variety of what I provide, you are having some type of encounter, but that encounter is letting you know what the experience is going to be here. And so, like with mine, there's no confusion. People understand that I am a multi-trades authority. My primary signature branding, while she does it all, while she has it all, so many different dimensions of that, people understand that is who I am. That is who I am. And so they're not confused by that, but the paradigms in terms of, this one-dimensional branding focus that want to keep you thinking you have to focus on a primary niche. No, I would say nail your position and your functionality. You don't have to nail the niche, but you do have to nail the position. See, my position is that I provide holistic type of experiences. When people come to different encounters, they enter into my mall, my multiverse, in a sense. They know that they can go here or here or here. So you think about, let's think about Disney, Disney World, Disneyland. It's a theme park. So we know it's a theme park, signature with branding. But there are multiple rides when you go to that park that don't have anything to do with, but they all are rides in the sense, but there are certain types of experiences. Then you have the Epcot Center. All right. So people know if I'm going to Disney, then wait a minute, I want that specific experience, but I can have these other ones. Again, the whole thing around branding in terms of just this one-dimensional focus is going to hurt you. It's already hurting people. It is. And people keep trying to make that work in some way or to make extra profitability. What they'll do is then they'll start adding multiple streams of income in a sense. And there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. But 9 times out of 10, people are leveling up in terms of operating in areas where they're really not passionate about. It's just, well, this is making money, but they're not really making money from the things that really like make their heart sing. And you can do it all, but you just don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. You need to create an experience that will allow, yes, where you maybe have your primary focus, but then have an experience where people can have some type of marketplace or mart type of experience, a mall type of experience. You need to do that in terms of being able to reposition your brand, especially in the online space, so that you can have the high-end profitability. Right? So this is important, but you can't overlook having a brand that expresses these different levels because the communication factor around that is important. Marketing communication, business communication, sales communication is important as it relates to a brand. That's the holy trinity, if you will, in terms of making a customer connection. And then when you make the connection, you can convert. You can't convert without connection. And you can't connect without communication. But it has to start with the branding. So I'm going to share a little bit, and I'll link, some information and resources below. I'm going to share a little bit about my key cornerstone, a branding factor that I use for what's cross brand castingpreneurship, where you are broadcasting your brand across social media in a cross-functional type of way. It's cross-branding. Like myself, I'm cross-trained in over 200 areas and cross-branded. So people come to know me for different levels of what I provide. And yes, in some cases where they only know me for a specific function, yes, they do. But holistically, my brand represents so much more. It represents a prism of possibilities, which then doesn't limit my profitability. And I had to level myself up in new ways over a decade ago when I started pioneering cross-industries entrepreneurship, industry crossover entrepreneurship, cross-pollination publishingpreneurship, multiplicitypreneurship, life niche careerpreneurship. These are paradigms I created, life expressionpreneurship. I created these different paradigms so that they support different levels of individuals who wanted to bring different levels of who they are to the business world. And so again, getting positioned is important, but you're already positioned, but you need to reposition and realign your branding agenda. So let me talk about brand casting. So brand casting in a cross-branded way using productionpreneurship. So productionpreneurship to me is the whole of social media. It's the whole of the online space, but primarily using platforms, obviously, where you can do productions, which like podcasting and YouTube videos, just different methods that you can start to broadcast. And you look at yourself as you are your own network. You are your own broadcasting network. So if you have your own network, what are you broadcasting? When you look at certain networks, even those that are focused on a primary area, they have commercials that don't have that, and those commercials don't have anything to do with what the primary broadcasting is. So that's a way that even you can show up, even in a multifaceted way, in terms of your branding. So let's say that you have products that are for different niche focuses, but it's not necessarily your primary niche. Let's say that you are a business owner, but you pride yourself in self-care. But teaching self-care is not necessarily your area of focus. But it doesn't mean that you can't have self-care products for busy business owners or so, or a publication or a product, like I said. Well, if you have a podcast, or let's say you have a blog, because I teach blogcasting, podcasting, and vlogcasting, as part of the brand cross-brand casting functionalities. So you can market products that, again, don't seem to be your primary focus. You can market those within different segments that you have, or blog posts, or if you're vlogging, or certainly if you're podcasting. So these are ways that you level up for higher end profitability, because sometimes it's in the subtle ways that are very significant. People get it confused. They think that, oh, you got, if you put yourself out there and people know you do all these different things, and people are going to be confused. They're not going to come to you because, and it's like, if you pay attention to where the marketplace dynamics, how those progressions have been happening over the years, especially in the offline space, which starts to dictate a lot of what goes on in the online space, because it's trying to, the online space is about expansion and the evolution. And bringing experiences that you can have offline into the online space. So if people are primarily desiring to go to experiences where it's one-stop shop initiatives, just like how strip malls were built, as you can see, there's rarely standalone operations anymore. You have to have a network of something working together that people come to. So you can do that within your own experience, even with collaborations, all right? So you see a lot, like even on the outline, the offline space, excuse me, where with certain restaurants that have their joint business, where you may have a KFC and a Long John Silver right there, in the same facility. You can cross over the one, or they're just, they're like a duplex type of operation. And that's because there's more benefits when you do have other surrounding components. So again, going back to Super Walmart or a Super Target, people are desiring to have more of those types of experiences. If they go to one place, they have options to go and do something else. So you can, within your own experience, create that in multiple different ways for your ideal audience. And whoever is leveling up in those areas first is who's going to get the business and profitability. Because then others will start catching on. Just like when Super Walmart, they first started out just as, stores that offered a variety of different things, but then they knew we have to take this to the next level. Sure, we have a department with electronics and clothing and supplies, different things, but we need to offer groceries. We need to provide where people can have their cars worked on or so. We need to provide an expansive experience. And again, that's where people mostly frequent. They go, yes, to other places. But see, once Super Walmart started, then they started creating more of those than they did their traditional stores. They primarily don't really open up the traditional stores anymore. I mean, they still have a few. Then they started creating the neighborhood markets, where it was the primary focus on the groceries, right? So they have these different dimensions of the different levels of stores. Once they set that new industry standard, then Target followed. Then you had Big Lots that started to get groceries too. The Dollar Tree started getting groceries. You had all these Bed Bath and Beyond didn't get groceries, but they expanded into so much more. So the Dollar General stores, they started having groceries too. Then they started having Dollar General markets. So Walmart made a huge impression on the marketplace. And that, again, is what people mostly want to frequent, is that those types of experiences. And then, as I mentioned, when people go to even like a strip mall, even if they have intentions of just going to one specific place, but because there are other options there, they have the options to go to those places right in that experience. Or they know, I'm coming back here. The next time I go to this store, I'm going to make sure I go over here. That's how you want to create an experience for yourself as a brand. How you can use multidimensionalism. Yes, you can be branded for this specific thing, but you can have categories of your branding. That's what cross-branding is about. So when you start to broadcast your brand or brand cast your brand in this cross-branded type of way across social media, you can have one platform where, let's say, you use Twitter, and Twitter is only for a specific aspect of your brand. LinkedIn is for a specific aspect of your brand. Facebook, which you can have multiple Facebook pages, and maybe you have different categories of your branding on Facebook. So there's ways that you level up for higher end profitability. And then you do kind of a domino effect with this, and what I teach in authority stacking, in terms of being able to position your brand where you can set up for landslide profitability. And do it in a more high-end way. Because if you can nail someone on a specific area, and then they see that you have other areas, that's the domino effect. And that's how you start to dominate. So, as I encourage individuals, look at your different trades, look at your different skills, whether you have a hobby, a passion, a pain, an area where you're one or two steps ahead of someone, or an area where it's your primary focus or expertise. You want to leverage the whole of that in some unique way. And again, I'll have resources within the description that can help you jumpstart your success, but also then take it to the next level, because you want to be consistent with what you're doing. But sometimes when you actually set up these types of experience, they become the one-off that consistently pays off. It's actually, to me, it's less work to use multiple trades. And people think like, what? How is that even possible? Well, if you create products for specific areas, then you don't necessarily have to keep creating content for that specific thing. On a blog, you can create a 3 to 5 part blog series and let that be the gift that keeps on giving. You can publish articles on Medium or LinkedIn about a specific area and let that one article or article series be the gift that keeps on giving. Especially when it's not something that is your primary, functionality. So you want to start to look at your branding in different categories and start repositioning yourself. Again, if you want to keep it where it's not quote unquote confusing to individuals, then pick a platform where on this platform I am going to focus on my marketing communication, business communication, sales communication, that trinity on this specific platform. And on Instagram or so, I'm something different. And you can just use pin post. You don't have to necessarily do consistent posting, because some people are like, I don't want to do all that posting. I'm not trying to be on social media that way. Well, but you need to have a powerful brand presence. And then if you have a pinned post, but you do updates or so, you need to have something where people know the experience that they're going to have. So when they land on that platform of yours, it can segue them to where they need to be. So there's, like I said, there's so many ways that you can do this. And that's something that I have been doing, like I said, over a decade, in terms of I have different levels of how I show up. So there's diversity. And if you can diversify and multiply and maximize what you do, you can ultimately monetize your entire experience. And this is the new high-end, new now high-end way of beingness as a brand and as a business. And so when you become a required, you reposition your brand as a requirement in the marketplace, as a chief cornerstone, as a key cornerstone factor. Like Walmart, again, Walmart is a pillar. It's a cornerstone. It set the tone in the industry standard for shopping experiences that made others fall in line. That if they didn't, whether again, I mentioned it could be Family Dollar, it was Dollar Tree, it was, Target, different areas, they, those different corporations or operations, so to speak, they had to fall in line. Whoever did not fall in line with the new industry standard was going to be left behind. Ultimately, if they didn't evolve, they were going to evaporate. And several did. And so when you're showing up in the online space, you have to powerfully position yourself in a way that different levels of impact and income can come to you in a much more expansive way of you expressing your brand and empire in these multifaceted ways. All right. You have to bring forth the prism of who you are. I'll have a link to my publication, The Multidimensional Profits Prism. I'll have a link to that publication within the description. So you're going to see there's a plethora of options that I will be providing within the description, because it's time for you to start leveling up for this new high-end success. But as I mentioned, you have to reposition and you have to be able to have your brand aligned and do it in a very conscious way. And I also have works around that too, in terms of conscious branding and conscious multiplicity branding and conscious multiplicity marketing as well. I come fully loaded in terms of what this different experience can be for you and how you can use multiplicitypreneurship for your higher level revenue factor. But again, starting with the branding, any and everything that you can think about in terms of what you need to know for your brand for this next level, you better believe I have it. Whether it's in publications, whether it's in products or masterminds, so to speak, what is going to be required for you as a brand in this new now era of digital expansion? Oh, I got it. For sure. Now for the logos and all those different things, maybe you have to go to somebody else for that part. But I'm talking about in terms of what is going to make you stand out and what's going to work, what's going to position you as a requirement and to set new industry standards, new business norms from your demonstration. But you have to work on the branding because it doesn't matter if you have a great business concept. If no one knows or gives a damn about who you are, that's a problem. That is problematic. It's like being all dressed up with nowhere to go. So you have to make your brand newsworthy, trustworthy for sure, or requirement worthy. Just like Amazon, you pretty much can't get around using Amazon. And then there's things out there about Amazon and CEO and drama and different things like that. But here's the deal, at the end of the day, regardless of whether you like Amazon or the CEO, you're going to have to use Amazon for something for sure when it comes to certain things. Yes, you can go to other websites and order things off of websites, but pretty much Amazon is the dominating force. You're going to have to get Amazon, need Amazon for something. Because even authors with books, even when they have their books online on their website, primarily those sites are still linked to Amazon. So do you see how Amazon position themselves as a requirement in the online space? People are going to need me. They're going to need this experience, whether they like us or not. They can try to avoid using us. But for something, they're going to need us. They're going to have to, what they say, bite the bullet or whatever, grin and bear it or however. But they position themselves to be a requirement. So you want to do that even in different stages. I've done it in multiple stages. But my journey to leveling up for the high end was to then position myself as the new high end, new now high end standard. But I made sure that I created what I needed on these different levels for any level, I should say. All right. So let me say this before closing out, going back to Walmart. Now, there are some individuals who are extremely high end. They say, well, I don't shop Walmart. I shop here and there. I don't do Walmart. That's not my thing, right? But here's the deal. They may be not, and that's fine. But Walmart services more individuals and can definitely reach any level of status, where in the high end, that's not so. You have to pay to play majorly at a higher level. So that doesn't serve the great majority of people. But when you can actually create different levels of your branding that can serve people at different levels, then you can create just a high-end experience for yourself through that type of initiative. All right? But starting to, again, look at your branding. How are you showing up as a brand? Because that's vital. And even if you are having success in a one niche focus, I can tell you that that is going to be soon going away. I hope you have some other things lined up. And I'm not talking about just other things lined up in terms of, oh, yeah, I've got multiple streams of income and revenue. Well, again, when the great majority of individuals start showing up, and I'm making sure that that's happening, they start showing up as their own one-stop shop initiatives. Then people aren't going to care whether you've got multiple streams of income. Who has the experience and who is presenting the experience where people can easily transition and segue? Who has got the more streamlined email list, if no list, in a sense, that people won't be bombarded with inundation of marketing? They just know, I need to be here. I need to come. I've had this encounter. I'm drawn to come back, whether I get an email about this or not. You have to think in those ways. This is what's leveling up. But again, your branding is key. It is key. You have to start positioning yourself in not just, yes, your uniqueness, and kind of set yourself apart by standing out just a little bit differently. No, you have to show up in a way that no one else in your industry at this point is showing up. Because they're going to have to start showing up in these ways. And yes, it will be their own uniqueness. But whoever is the one leveling up the playing field and being in on that, if you want to call it trend or that functionality first, are going to be the ones that dominate. And they're going to be the ones that have the longevity standing. Because it didn't matter who came after Walmart to produce super center types of experiences. Walmart is still the dominating force as it relates to that. Others fell in line, yes, and they provide the experience, but they still don't provide it on the level that Walmart does, or Super Target, so to speak. But everyone else had to catch up to that. So you want to be already ahead. You don't want to be playing catch up. It's harder then, because once people start getting into that, and will it still reflect in people having their own unique experiences? It's not the sea of sameness. I don't care whether I go to Walmart or Super Target, or I go into Big Lots that has groceries too, or Dollar Tree or Dollar General or these different areas. Guess what? That's a different experience. I don't feel like I'm having the sea of sameness type of experience, not even in a place where I can get multiple things. Because obviously, if I go in the Dollar Tree, I'm having a level of the multiplicity that I can have based on what they offer at that price. So, though I can get everything there, I can only get a certain level of everything there, which is fine for that type of experience. But if I go to Walmart, Super Walmart, I'm going to have a different level of experience. Each experience has something different to offer. And though their functionalities are primary to provide this experience, it's not the same. You go to a mall, the concept is the same, but the functionality in terms of what the experience that people are having in these different levels are not the same. Even going from one store to another store in a mall, and they're the same stores, but you're going to have a different experience. So you want to have those types of experiences, and you can have some sea of sameness elements, but not you as a brand expression itself. That part needs to be set apart. All right. Well, I've gone on longer than I anticipated, but I felt that it was important to come and share this aspect, and that you start focusing on your branding, so that you can start repositioning yourself to level up for this higher level of profitability in a high-end way. Because once you can start dominating on these different levels, then you can focus solely on your high-end experience. All right. And that's, again, part of my journey in terms of when I was leveling up more, is I knew I'm going to make sure I've covered all the bases, because I studied the anthropology and the psychology of how even successful entrepreneurs show up online, who they're actually targeting. And I was like,
I'm not going to target that same type of experience, but I'm going to make sure I have any and everything, if not more, than what they're coming to the table with. And then I will have my own that's then strictly for the high-end space that I'm not even, concerning myself in terms of what the other dynamics are, because I already have those self-serving types of platforms in place. So making magnate moves and being strategic is vital. But these are the times where you want to make sure you're going all in high end and repositioning your brand so that you can not just play in that space, you can scale and sustain in that way of being. Business and brand beingness. All right. So make sure that you check the description because it will be robustly filled with resources and articles and things that you can explore, and also information if you want to reach out to take this to another level as it relates to VIP intensives and mastermind initiatives. All right, so I am wishing you the absolute best as you level up in this way. Reposition yourself for high level profits, all right? High end profits. All right, take care and stay blessed.